The Lansing School District is again trying to figure out what to do with dozens of aging buildings. Last week, an 11-member citizen panel began meeting to come up with recommendations on how to proceed with leaking roofs, hobbled heating systems, and the like. But the administration wants the new Facilities Task Force to consider what's best for the district decades into the future. We're going to learn a little bit more about the challenges ahead. Sam Sinicropi is a co-chair of the Facilities Task Force and the former Associate Superintendent of Facilities for Lansing Schools. Welcome to Current State, Sam.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm really well. Glad you're here. Can you describe for us the kinds of challenges the district faces in these older buildings? What are the most common problems?
Well, one of the things that we've noticed over the years is that education has changed in the respect of the types of equipment you need, the technology involved in it, and many of our buildings, it makes it difficult to retrofit those buildings as we look into the future.
But what about, I mean, I know leaking roofs have been a problem in the past. A lot of the boilers that need to keep the buildings warm in the wintertime, those have been issues as well. There are infrastructure problems, more basic infrastructure problems as well.
Absolutely. Several years ago, the citizens of the Lansing School District passed a sinking fund millage, which helped us address some of those things. But there are many other issues that we are unable to look at, mainly because of lack of funds.
Mm-hmm.
And the sinking fund helps, but there's still more is needed.
How many buildings does the district need to maintain? It's in the dozens, correct?
Correct. We have 17 elementary buildings, 720, about 30 buildings altogether, but that's more than just school buildings. We have the administration building and transportation center and things like that.
And how many of those 30 or so buildings need work?
I would say probably all of them, with the exception of maybe Pattengill, because as buildings get, we have buildings that range from built in 1926 and to 1976 is the earliest before Pattengill was built.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of maintenance and maintaining of stuff that needs to be accomplished each year.
How much would all of the necessary work cost? Do you have an idea?
We estimate, and this is a very rough estimate, that we're talking in the hundreds of millions of dollars if we were going to bring things all into the 21st century, which is why this facilities committee is looking very closely at each building to see what should be done, what it needs to look like for the future, and is it a viable place for us to have it educate kids.
Now, you've got a perspective on this problem that a lot of people don't have, because when you were an associate superintendent with the district for all those years, facilities were your charge. What kind of options have you supported in the past in this environment of too little revenue? What are your options when revenue is such a challenge?
Well, it's a balancing act, and what we have done in past years is that we try to prioritize the needs of all the buildings. For instance, I'm going to go back to the sinking fund for a bit, and with that we've been able to replace roofs and boilers and parking lots, windows, lighting, the basic types of things. We also have a technology portion of that. So as we look at the basic infrastructure, we also need to look to the future for the technology needs of our students in the next 20 or 30 years.
Did you support the idea of a new high school a few years ago? I know that was one of the topics on the table. Mm-hmm. To help address Sexton High School and Eastern High School, which are both pretty old buildings.
Did I support it? I certainly concurred with the recommendations from Mayor Hollister's committee at the time. And I'm speaking as someone who has spent most of my life in Lansing, graduated from a high school in Lansing. My kids graduated from high schools in Lansing. I look around at the surrounding areas in the county and out county where we have new high schools built and new facilities. And I'm a strong believer that our kids in the Lansing School District deserve new facilities also.
There have been bold proposals as to what to do in the past, the Hollister-led commission, probably most recently, what does your group need to do to be successful?
Well, one of the things that we listed, we had our first meeting last Wednesday,
right?
And we listed what we would like to accomplish from all this. And one of the things, and we listed how we're going to get to those, get to a conclusion. And one of the ways is that we need to look at the past. There's several reports and committees that have met in the past several years. We need to look at what those conclusions were and what their recommendations were. We're going to what I would like the committee to do, and we're co-chaired by Kelly Dean of Dean Transportation, is we want to take people to buildings and we want to say, okay, here's what we're talking about right here. We also would like to look at some new high schools that have been built.
Who would you take to the buildings?
Our committee. Excuse me.
Okay.
Members of the committee, because we have talked about, for lack of a better term, field trips, you know, to look at where we need, what possibilities are.
Now, the State Journal opined in its editorial yesterday that previous Board of Education members, and I'll quote here, have demonstrated rather thin skins when it comes to making difficult decisions about closing school buildings. Any truth to that in your view?
I would respond in the following, in that when you talk about closing buildings, it's a very emotional experience.
There's
for lots of
great deal of resistance to change, right?
Great deal of resistance to change. Very emotional. Very attached to
Yes.
their building. I think that being a school board member, you have a lot of difficult decisions to make. And as we go through our process, and we hope to present some recommendations in December, we're going to fast track this, and then the decisions will have to be made. And I believe that the time is probably right now for those changes to be accepted.
The district has endured financial struggles for a number of years. Last spring, it had to make the no doubt difficult decision to lay off all the certified arts, music, and phys ed teachers from the elementary schools. Once again, facing such limited resources, what do you make of how the district prioritizes where the greatest needs are? What if you have a triage formula? For example, is restoring arts and music education, or is it fixing decaying facilities?
You've sort of hit the nail on the head, and I have a lot of faith in our superintendent and our current Board of Education to be able to look at those priorities and make good decisions for the students and the citizens of Lansing. I don't know all the answers, and you posed some interesting questions. What do we do first? Do we take care of instruction? Do we take care of the infrastructure? There has got to be both altogether.
Mm-hmm. When you talk to families with kids in the district, how do they tend to feel? Are they more eager to preserve what exists, or would they generally prefer a new high school or new buildings?
I think it's mixed, you know, a mixed response, and it depends on what I've noticed in talking to people, especially in the last year or so, is that there is some excitement about having a pre-K-3 buildings. That seems to get people excited to have their students in that environment, and I think that's what we need to do as a school district and as a community. How do we retain the kids we have, and how do we draw new students into this district?
Do you need to raise awareness amongst the families who send their kids to Lansing schools? I mean, are they as aware of the structural challenges that these buildings have as they should be?
I think people are aware of it, but I think as a parent who had kids in school and working with parents all my life in this area, parents are concerned about the education their kids received and are we preparing kids for the future. They're concerned that we have the infrastructure, as we've talked about before, for technology and the things that will prepare kids for what's going to happen in the future, for things that we may not even know what that is right now,
mm-hmm.
but we need to be ready for it.
When will the panel issue its recommendations?
We hope to have the recommendations issued at the end of December.
Is that enough time?
I think so.
Okay. And how many more times do you expect to meet? And you want these field trips, so to speak. You want those to be a part of your
right.
activities.
I would guess we have our second meeting is scheduled for next week, and we probably will meet every 2 weeks through the 1st of December.
And you're sharing the leadership responsibilities with Kelly Dean of Dean Transportation.
Correct.
Okay. Where can you speak on Kelly's behalf as to, you know, what particular views he may have on how to move forward with this? He was unable to join us here this morning, so I'm asking you to speak on his behalf. But
well, I guess I'm speaking on behalf of the committee, and he's the co-chair of the committee, and
right.
I think there's a great deal of interest, and I want to emphasize one other thing is there's no decisions that have been made. We're not going in and say, okay, we need to do this or we need to do that, but here are the facts. We need to come up with some decisions. Kelly has been a longtime supporter of not only the Lansing School District, but many mid-Michigan school districts, and I probably would not speak for him, if to answer your question.
Okay. I can respect that. Well, Sam Sinacropi is a co-chair of the Facilities Task Force. He's the former Associate Superintendent of Facilities for Lansing Schools. Got a lot of work on your plate here, even as a recently retired guy. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Mark.